Today we celebrate the Nativity of the Mother of God. Let me read from the Kantakion. By your Nativity, O most pure Virgin, Joachim and Anna are freed from barrenness, Adam and Eve from the corruption of death, and we, your people, freed from the guilt of sin, celebrate and sing to you. The barren woman gives birth to the Theotokos, the nourisher of our life. Well, to the world and to some of our Christian brethren, celebrating, commemorating the birth of Mary must mean madness to them and foolishness. But we, Orthodox Christians, commemorate the birth of Mary, the Mother of God. We honor her. We do not worship her. We acknowledge her as the new Eve because her obedience releases the knot of Eve's disobedience. By Mary's obedience, God, the Son, who is the new Adam, can rescue, release, and save humanity. By Mary's yes, God becomes fully a man and a creature, and by his incarnation gathers all things in himself in relational union. We commemorate the birth of the Mother of God because she was prepared from of old. Now the fathers see Moses' encounter with God at the burning bush to be a type of Mary. The bush was not consumed as she shone forth the fire of the presence of God. Gabriel addresses her at the day of the Annunciation in a very interesting manner. Greeting. Having been graced, the Lord is with you. Now, the Greek verb is actually a participle, kakaratomene, is in the perfect aspect. Well, I don't want to bore you with a bunch of Greek geekiness, but this is an important form. The perfect aspect or tense of a Greek verb means that an action that occurred in the past has a continuing effect, ongoing effect, into the future. So, that greeting by Gabriel says that she was graced at her birth and even before that day of her birth. And we read this from St. Paul's epistle of the Galatians, chapter 4, verse 4. Now, when the fullness of time came, God has sent his Son, born of a woman. Mary is expressed from of old and is part of the fullness of time. We commemorate the birth of the Mother of God because she said this, "May it be done unto me according to your word." By this consent, God becomes man, Jesus Christ, who is both the Son of God and the Son of Man. Thus, by his death, we are freed from death. By his resurrection, we are given eternal life. By his ascension into heaven, we ascend in and with him to his glory. We commemorate the Queen of Queens, for she is the mother of the King of Kings. Now, in the ancient Near East, the wives or wife of the king was not the queen, it was the king's mother. She was the king, the queen, and it was her duty, her office, to hear the intercessions of the subjects of the realm and bring those intercessions and requests before the king. She is the Queen of Queens because her son is the King of Kings. She held within her uterus God, who took human manifestation from her. She nourished God at her breasts. She was at his cross. She was in the upper room on the day of Pentecost. She died and was carried into the kingdom of heaven by her Son, where she sits and reigns as Queen Mother, interceding in behalf of her spiritual children. So we must commemorate the birth of Mary and sing of it. Just as Elizabeth sang of her praise so many centuries ago. When Mary approaches Elizabeth in her home, Elizabeth gives this blessing. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. So let us continue to sing and honor the Mother of God along with Elizabeth. And let us sing and continue as we hear this Troparion. Your Nativity, O Virgin, has proclaimed joy to the whole universe. The Son of Righteousness, Christ our God, has shone forth from you, O Theotokos. By annulling the curse, he bestowed a blessing. By destroying death, he has granted eternal life to us all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.